Happy Easter. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios until 5 o'clock. We'll carry the governor's press conference live at 2:30, right when he walks up to the podium. Let's bring in our good friend, Dr. Singer from Northwestern. Doc, how are you?
I'm still doing well. How are you?
Doc, first of all, thank you so much for joining us every single Sunday. This is our biggest segment. We're live on Facebook. The text messages, the questions started coming in a half hour ago, and we have people on hold right now. But I want to start out with fact or fiction, okay? I'm going to ask you a few statements here. You tell me fact or fiction. If I get coronavirus, I will never get it again. Fact or fiction?
I hope that's a fact. The emerging evidence suggests that it's a fact, but we don't know it for an absolute certainty yet.
If I'm walking my dog, I need to wear a mask.
I'm going to say fact, but again, the mask is just an additional recommendation on top of what we know is the most effective steps. Those are staying at home, washing your hands.
Fact or fiction? At the grocery store, I use the credit card machine and don't need to wipe down my credit card before putting it in my pocket.
I think that's an extra step that is very reasonable to take, but I don't think wiping down every last thing is always necessary. But I think if it's gone through something like a grocery store terminal, particularly if it's changed hands, wiping it down is a good idea.
Hot weather kills the coronavirus.
That's fiction. It is true that we see many respiratory viruses like flu and others go away during the spring and summer, but it's unclear if that's directly due to the warm weather itself.
All right. Dr. Ben Singer on the phone, 312-981-7200, if you have a question for the doctor. Jim in Palatine, what's your question?
Yes, Dr. Singer. I've had a cough since before the new year, but the last couple days I've had a negative temperature, like 96.
So you're wondering if you have it or not, Jim?
Well, I'm wondering, should I worry about a negative temperature? Instead of being 98, I'm 96.6, I think.
Below average, mm-hmm. Doc.
Yeah. Most people who have a temperature difference with coronavirus have fever, but that's not true for everybody. So if you have symptoms that are concerning, particularly if it includes a cough, I think a call to your doctor is a good step.
We have a line open, 312-981-7200. I want to grab some text messages here. Please help. An employee tested positive for the virus but continues to come to work. What can I do? Kathy.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
Without knowing more about your employment situation and how things work, that person really should be at home. And I think working with your management structure, HR, whatever, to make sure that that happens is an important thing to do.
224 area code. Please ask Dr. Singer if daycare center staff should be wearing masks. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say yes, Doc.
Yeah, I think that's a good recommendation. That goes along with what the CDC has recommended, that when you're not at home, wearing a cloth mask to help prevent the spread of the virus from you to someone else, even if you are asymptomatic, that's a good idea.
Okay, if you're watching on Facebook, you have a question for the doctor. I'm trying to write these down as fast as possible. So you can send those too if you're watching on Facebook. Let's go to Linda in Orland Park. What's your question for Dr. Ben?
Yes, I'd like to know, I know that the virus is not killed in the freezer. Will it die in the refrigerator?
It's unclear how much refrigerator temperatures are going to impact the virus. The most effective ways to get rid of the virus are soap and water and disinfectants. I wouldn't necessarily rely on temperatures high or low to do anything much to the virus.
What about the soaps that do not have the disinfectant in there, but it's just regular soap, and you wash for 20 seconds? Is that still going to help?
That's actually fantastic. Regular soap is excellent at getting rid of this coronavirus. There are biological reasons why that's true, but regular soap is a really, really good enemy of the virus.
Even if it's not antibacterial soap?
Correct. Just good old soap.
Okay, that's good, because the antibacterial soap is completely gone everywhere. Is it better to buy the gel soap or the foaming soap? It seems like the foaming soap goes much farther.
Yeah, I don't know that we have data showing that there's a difference between the gel or the foam. I think whatever gets you to wash your hands more frequently and able to do it for at least 20 seconds when you do it, that's the soap to go with.
All right, 312-981-7200. We have one line open. Let's go to Al in West Chicago. You're on with Northwestern Dr. Ben Singer. Al?
Yes, Dr. Singer, I never heard this question asked. People who had the virus and got cured, got over it, whether or not they have immunity, doesn't matter. Can they, as cured people, still spread the virus to others?
If they've already run through the virus, Al, is that what you mean?
Yeah, after they had it and they're done with it.
Okay. Doctor, can they still pass it on?
Yeah, it's a hugely important question. I'm glad you asked it. We're still learning a lot. I would say for most people, and this is in line with the CDC guidance, once you've been fever-free for 3 or 4 days and you are at least a week out from your symptoms starting to get better, it's less likely that you're going to be able to spread the virus. That being said, certain people, particularly people who are immunocompromised because of certain medications, they've had an organ transplant or other reasons, even after they're feeling better, may still be able to shed the virus. So I think when you are thinking about coming back into public, certainly going back to work, talking with your doctor about your health condition and what steps you might take to limit spread of the virus is a really good idea.
How long can the virus live on surfaces?
It's a kind of a tricky question. You can detect the virus on surfaces for hours to sometimes days, depending on the surface. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's live virus that can infect you. We just don't know it that way yet.
Okay.
That's why it's still a good idea for when you've been in public, you've touched a surface, wash your hands.
Always wash your hands. And why 20 seconds? Why not 15? Why not 25?
25 is great. 40 is good, too. It takes about 20 seconds to get into all the nooks and crannies and cover all the surfaces. If you think about all the little parts and fissures around your fingernails, just to get all that done takes about 20 seconds.
How about the tops of your fingers and the tops of your thumbs? We always forget to do that when we're washing our hands.
Yeah, you got to do that too. There are great pictures online, videos. There are songs that go with it to try to help you remember to get each of those little parts of your hands.
All right, let's go to Jim in Hillside. Jim, what's your question for Dr. Ben from Northwestern?
Yes, hi, Doctor. My question is, what is your theory on the incidence of false positives as they give the statistics, you know, for the testing?
Yeah, so a false positive is when you've had a swab and the result comes back that it's positive, meaning that virus was detected, but in reality there's no virus there. I think that's pretty uncommon. I worry much less about false positives with the test than I do about false negatives, meaning that the test comes back negative, says there was no virus there, when in fact it was done on a patient who has coronavirus disease. Usually the reason for that is that that nasal swab didn't get far back enough. It really should go through your nose all the way back and tickle the back of your throat. It's not the most pleasant thing, but if it is a bit uncomfortable, you know that the person doing it did it right.
773 area code, are nursing home residents tested after one person tests positive?
I can't speak to individual nursing homes.
Right.
That is certainly a vulnerable population for spread of coronavirus, though, to be sure.
Do you think we'll all be tested down the road?
I think that as testing becomes more and more prevalent, and not just the test in the nose, but the blood test to look for antibodies that indicate people who have had the virus in the past, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more people get tested via that mechanism, just to know how many people have been exposed.
So if we go in for our yearly physical, once that starts up again, I mean, I have one this summer, are they going to test for COVID-19? They're going to throw that into the blood test?
You know, it's entirely possible. It also has a public health ramification because, like the earlier caller suggested, those antibodies may very well indicate that you are protected from the virus. And that changes how we think about lifting these social distancing measures and getting things going again.
Dr. Ben, I'm going to put you on hold and we're going to come back after a commercial, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Dr. Ben Singer from Northwestern, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have one line open, also getting the text messages. We're going to take Dr. Ben up until the governor's press conference at the bottom of the hour. Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Matera and Joe Donlan weeknights on WGN TV News at 9. Dr. Ben Singer from Northwestern Hospital is on the phone with us. By the way, how are the front lines? How are things at Northwestern? Are you guys overwhelmed on a daily basis? Is it manageable right now?
Thank you for asking. It's manageable. We're very busy. We've had to really expand the capabilities to care for patients with COVID-19. We've had a lot of ICU capabilities, but it's manageable right now.
When do you think we'll see overflow, if that'll even happen, at McCormick Place?
Yeah, it's hard to know. The models predict that we're still going to be seeing more patients through the end of the month. But we hope that those models are overestimates. But again, we got to pay attention to them. I would much rather be overprepared and have those plans just stay as plans. I would have no problem with that.
I agree 100%. 219 area code. Here's a text message. If alcohol also kills COVID-19, does adding alcohol to baby wipes work if you can't find sanitizing wipes?
Yeah, alcohol can certainly damage baby skin. And I would worry about kind of making your own baby wipe preparation. Again, soap and water works really well for the virus.
Soap and water. This is from my brother Dave. When does elective surgery open up again? He works in the medical field.
Yeah, that's going to really depend on your local health center and their volume of coronavirus cases and what they think is safe and appropriate in terms of getting back to normal.
How should we handle our incoming mail? The mail carrier goes from house to house. 269 area code.
It's probably okay. We don't have any evidence of coronavirus disease being passed through packages or mail that comes in. If you want to be really, really cautious, let your mail sit for a day before you open it.
All right. Let's go to Patrick in Greenwood. Patrick, what's your question for Dr. Ben?
Actually, I have two questions. One, I see everyone, when I go to the stores, wearing a mask. Should I take one? I have no signs of anything. I take my vitamins every day. Should I wear a mask in public?
Yes. Doc?
Yes. Yeah, right now the Centers for Disease Control has made a recommendation that when you go out, particularly if you're going to the grocery store somewhere in a public place, put on a cloth mask, a cloth face covering. This isn't a surgical mask or a hospital mask and certainly not an N95 respirator. That's what we need in the hospital. But a cloth mask can go a long way from protecting people from the spread of the virus.
Grab a scarf and just put it around your face when you're grocery shopping.
Yeah, we don't think you'd need much more than that right now. Again, this is much more to protect others from you if you happen to be asymptomatic or even pre-symptomatic, meaning that you have the virus but don't yet have symptoms. It's to protect people from you spreading the virus much more than you getting the virus. But again, if we all adhere to that, it'll work.
Let's go to Kurt in Hammond, Indiana. Kurt, what's your question for Dr. Ben?
Yes, you kind of almost answered the question, but here it goes. Masks are pretty hard to come by. Are scarves sufficient then if masks aren't available?
Yeah, I think so. You can go online, you can go to the CDC. There are videos about kind of how to make your own cloth mask, but a double wrapped scarf should provide some protection against those droplets that we are all giving off when we talk, laugh, or even sneeze and cough.
How about a bandana? I know they're open at the bottom, like John Wayne used to wear. His colors were orange and red, I want to say, for the Duke.
Look like you're going to go rob a train. the cloth covering should make a difference. If you want to double it up, that probably makes it a little bit better. Again, these are probably less effective about preventing droplets coming your way, but should provide some protection if you are somebody who has the virus but doesn't know it yet from having your droplets infect somebody else.
Let's see. 312 area code. If I walk the dog or go outside for more than 30 minutes, should I come home and immediately change my clothes?
Probably not. That's probably more than is necessary, particularly if you're outside, but wash your hands.
Wash your hands. All right. Dr. Ben, I'm going to have you hold on again until the governor walks up to the podium. We're going to carry the governor live, but if you have a question for Dr. Ben from Northwestern, 312-981-7200. We get our text messages. We're live on Facebook, and we have one line open. Coming up, we're going to carry the governor live as soon as he walks up to the podium. On the phone with us is Dr. Ben Singer from Northwestern Hospital. You can follow us. We're live on Facebook right now. At Pete McMurray is where you can follow me on social media. Doc, 847 area code. Should we be cleaning our carpets right now?
If you want to, I think that's fine. The virus probably doesn't live long enough in your carpet for that to make a difference. Really, it's going to be those surfaces that you're touching regularly with your hands, your phones, your tablets, your remote controls, and particularly if any of those things have been out in public where they might have gotten droplets on them from somebody that has the virus.
Got it. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what's your question for Dr. Ben?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Will garlic help ward off the virus or reduce its effect?
Garlic?
Yes.
Doc?
I don't think so. We don't have any evidence that garlic or other natural compounds right now are effective against the virus.
Wasn't that Larry King that used to push the garlic? Chicago, hello. How about some garlic?
Sounds right.